The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, this is MonaLisa32, and I'm going to be reading you, user, bathing my son's update number 35. I'm not sure. She puts number 31, but the number is actually different that I've been tracking, so I'm just going to use my number. Anyway, she posted yesterday or 2 days ago, and so I feel this pressure to make an audio for you guys. So here we go. This one's titled M/S. I've been helping my son bathe. She's now posting on my subreddit because our incest, for some reason, she can't post there anymore. So this is a safe place for her. And I'm welcome to it because I read her audio. Like, I make her posts into audio. Hi there. So I did have an idea to post about events that have happened in the past, but with things seemingly moving faster for us, I think it's time to just forget any hope of playing catch-up and start posting about more recent happenings. There's a reason for this that will become clear as this post goes on, but I hope you'll agree after reading this that it was worth skipping bits. Valentine's Day was also an experience I'll definitely be posting about, but I'll get to that next. I think it's important to tell this part before you read about that because it gives some context to the events that unfolded then. So, this will include a pretty big first. I know, it's crazy that things are still escalating even after our first DP and DVP. It's still very weird to type that, but God, if I don't just love doing that. There's still doors that remain shut, and I think we're trending in a direction where nothing is certain, and there's still more exploration to do. This evening happened just prior to my last post, for those who would like a timeline. Just one more note before I get to this. If you've ever been following me from the start, you may remember that my youngest and I were experimenting with the beginnings of ass play. Nothing too crazy. He just enjoyed me using my tongue and gentle fingers down there, and I was very happy to oblige him. Since my oldest moving home, however, that side of things had slowed down significantly. I think initially because of embarrassment on his part, and also the uncertainty of that time, not knowing how his brother would react to it all. So, inevitably, it waned. There's been a brief resurgence, occasionally, like when I'm sucking him, I'll use my finger and just stroke it, but never nothing beyond that, till Friday evening, weekend before last. I was driving home absolutely furious about the day at work I just had. Can't really go into much detail as remaining anonymous is paramount, but it was just a shitty day. Things going wrong everywhere, people not doing their jobs, really just a nightmare from start to finish. I've had days like that before, and I'm usually pretty good at dealing with them. However, my mantras was just not working for me. When I looked down at my knuckles, I saw nothing but white as I gripped the wheel and drove home. As I was nearing the house, I swung into the store to grab some wine, and I knew I'd need it just to wind down and tell the boys about the shit fight I had to go through. When I walked in, still feeling disheveled and messy, they wandered over for a hug, but before they could say anything, I dropped my bag and said, "Bath, now." And they went into the kitchen to grab 3 glasses. "Everything okay, Mom?" my youngest said, gently. I think he was concerned I was upset at them, but I reassured him, saying, "It's just work stuff, baby." "Can I talk to you about it? I'd rather wash off and never think about it again." My oldest, sensing my stress, gingerly grabbed the bottle and glasses from my hand and said, "Why don't you sit down? Take a breath. We will run the bath, then tell us about it." He poured us all glasses, then they toddled off to get things ready for the debrief. While the water was running, I stripped off, getting rid of all the clothing. I sat down on the couch, sipped, and eventually started feeling just a little bit better, especially with the extra level of care I was getting from them. In time, I heard a cry of, "Mom!" coming from down the hall, and I jumped up, glass and bottle in hand, to join them. They were still dressed when I walked in, but they paid my nudity no mind as they got the message, stripped themselves, and got into the bath first. One end each. "If we keep doing this, we'll have to get a bigger bath," I laughed, my mood having immediately improved since we were all naked on and together. When I went to take my place, in between them, my oldest stuck his arms up into a hugging motion and flicked his palms, beckoning me over to his end. Instead of sitting awkwardly and haphazardly sideways, I stepped over and settled down into his lap, his thighs splitting to make room, and was embraced from behind in a warmth incomparable to much else. My youngest slid down slightly so his legs were all locked into ours and placed his hands on my shins, rubbing gently and still sensing my prior distress. "So what's up?" my oldest said while sipping his wine. I launched into what I thought would be a tirade of about how shitty my day was, but I recognized once I'd started that a lot of those feelings had seemingly washed away. "I don't think I'm upset anymore. You two helped me with this stuff more than you could know," I said, laying my head back on my oldest's chest and feeling his arms wrap around me. We stayed in there for a long time, longer than any bath I'd ever taken with them. I had to swap between who I was laying on in case I got too heavy, and every time I stood up to move, it was met with a few light ass taps and serious breast gropes as I settled in. Once we'd finished one bottle, none of us wanted to hop out just yet, so my youngest went to get another one, and we cracked that one too. I knew I was feeling a little bit tipsy, and they were too, as we drank and giggled, and just generally made me feel a whole lot better, completely forgetting the ordeals of the day. They were mostly half erect the whole time, except for when I'd lay down on them. I felt their cocks grow and press into my back. Definitely made it worse by my insistent wiggling of my ass whenever I felt a poke from behind. "You keep moving like that, Mom, and you're gonna have to do something about it," my oldest said, trying to hold me still while I teased him with my grinding. "Oh yeah?" I said playfully. "Like what?" "You're gonna make me say it," he said, matching my energy. I fake pondered briefly by bringing my fingers up to my chin and said, "Yep, you're gonna have to say it." "Well," he started, "you've got 3 holes to fill. How about you tell us which cock you want where?" That familiar electricity filled me when he said that, and suddenly all the wine seemed to hit me. Funny how words can have that effect on a woman. "Well, maybe I want you both in one again," I said, now being more confident with my ability to take them at last. Their eyes, instead of turning wide like they used to hearing me say that, turned into slits and their reactions turned gruff. I knew, looking at that, it had the desired effect. "Well, I'm getting all pruney sitting in here for so long," I said, while releasing the clasp on my oldest and had on me and trying to stand up. With my ass pointing toward my youngest and bending over to get out of the bath, I felt 2 hands clasp onto my ass and hold me in position before my youngest tongue hit my asshole, causing me to breathe, "Oh fuck," as I dropped my head. "Keep that thought. I want it," I said, while pulling off him. "We should dry off. I don't want anyone to get hurt." We all leapt out of the bath and dried off so fast before they chased me into the bedroom, and we all collapsed into a heap of bodies, them tangled up in my legs and my arms while I held and kissed their shoulders. My youngest, obviously taking my advice, flipped me up into all fours, pulling my cheeks wide apart and started tonguing my ass again. Not wanting to be left out, my oldest ran out in front and slowly started sliding his cock in and out of my mouth. I just held it open for him while he grabbed my head and pushed in and out, moving my tongue under his tip when he came back out. In that moment, I would have let them do literally anything they wanted. I was so horny for them, and I wanted both all inside me, wherever they wanted. When my youngest started spreading my pussy and rubbing my clit with his thumb, I arched my back even more to give him complete access to me. When my oldest's cock slipped out of my mouth, I dropped my head to focus on what was going on behind me, and my breathing sharpened, and I started moaning their names. "Fuck, baby. That feels so fucking good. I want to do that for you, please." The licking stopped as his face left my ass and I rolled straight over. I think he thought he was going to get a blowjob because he looked a bit perplexed by my position change. But I wanted to reach up and pull him over, saying, "Sit on my face." Now their eyes went wide, but he did as he was told, throwing his thighs over my face, facing down on my body. He lowered himself down. I got to work, licking all around his hole before finding it and sticking my tongue in. His hands grabbed at my breasts when I did that, and he groaned really loud. I really couldn't see what was going on under there, but I felt my oldest remounting the bed and expected him to start fucking me. To my surprise, though, I felt him climb onto my stomach, and his cock began tapping at my breasts. I made no comment. Again, I was in a do-whatever-you-want mood, a.k.a. free use, and I felt their hands jiggling and squeezing my breasts. I'm certain their cocks were touching as they were too close, as they were too big not to have, but I got quite a shock when I felt them both lining up their cocks up in between my breasts, one end each. I'm not sure whose hands were doing what, but they were trying to get themselves up in my cleavage and use them together, shaft on shaft, breast on cock. When I realized what was going on, I squirmed, thinking about how fucking hot this was, unable to do really much else from my position. They were working together to squeeze my breasts around their cocks, and they started thrusting together, using their cocks and my boobs to get off. My oldest was definitely thrusting harder, not having my hands on his thighs to slow him down. I'm not sure what it looked like, but my imagination was filling in all the blanks I may have had. Eventually, they must have gotten tired of holding themselves together like that because in a pretty short time, they hopped off and their eyes looked hungrily at me. "Remember what you said in the bath," my oldest said, while pulling me up and over onto him and kissing me. "I remember. I still want it, really badly. Only your cocks can't stuff me the way you do." "Can we do it this way so I can rub myself?" I said to him while rolling over, my back now up on his front. I reached down and slid onto his cock, which got a long sigh from us both. My youngest wasted no time getting up there between our legs and with a bit of jigging and clit rubbing with his head, got his cock lined up and slipped into my pussy alongside his brother's. We all moaned each other's names and cries of "fuck mom" could be heard. No one was holding back on those noises as well. I'm glad our walls are soundproof, as they are, because if we were in the apartment, it would have given the neighbors something to ponder. My finger slid down my stomach as they thrust, and when they found my clit, my pleasure doubled as I rubbed. My legs were up, my breasts swinging and ass clapping. They were really fucking hard, too, which only served me as I felt them stretch my pussy open. Just as I felt my orgasm building, though, someone must have thrust too hard, and both of their cocks slid out of me with a thump onto my oldest stomach. Now this is where things got interesting. Wasting no time, and clearly not in the mood to wait, my youngest reached down and grabbed both cocks with his hands and pushed them back inside me. I stared at him after he did, but they paid my shock no mind as they resumed fucking and groaning. It happened again, and once again he grabbed them both and put them back inside me. Seeing how casual they've become about that stuff really did a number on me because I barely lasted a few more seconds before I came. It was a long-lasting orgasm, too. As with that much cock inside, it's hard to focus on anything but an orgasm and stretch. I flopped back onto my oldest while they finished me, breathless, the youngest choosing to pull out just before he came, shooting onto my stomach. My oldest chose to stay in and come deeply inside me with no complaints from me. I love feeling their pulses when they come inside, something so sultry about it. We all rolled off one another and lay there out of breath. Still a bit steamy and staring at the ceiling, my mind wasn't really much on anything else but what I'd just seen my youngest do, and I asked them about it. That was really fucking good, but you want to know about me putting him back inside, don't you? My youngest said, sounding a little extra shy now that the sexual tension had been released. We discussed it for not too long. I didn't want to pry too hard, but basically, they agreed it was fine for things like that to happen when the need was there. The word heteroflexible was said again, and I ended it by saying, as long as you two are happy, I am too. So that was that. Huge thank you to, she's thanking me, for letting me, and she's got to add a 32 there, for letting me post these here. I really appreciate everything she's done and continues to keep doing this live. Till next time. So that was very steamy and hot, and I'm going to post it right now. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It was a quick read. Have a good rest of the week.